Hello, young lovers, wherever you are. Welcome to Radio Munson. Chuck Andrus playing bass with Woody Herman's band. Ronnie Zito's drums. And it was Nate Pierce playing piano here on Radio Munson. Woody Herman's clarinet. Circa 1965. That was Woody's umpteenth heard there, swinging from an album called My Kind of Broadway. Hello, young lovers, from Radio Munson, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up Dove Mountain this evening. You have a good Valentine's Day? A couple of days? You know, we had a wonderful opportunity to see two great vocal groups here in Tucson on the campus of the University of Arizona on Valentine's night. So I took my Valentine there to hear, among others, Manhattan Transfer. 45 years singing together. The Transfer do a Woody Herman song here. It's called Four Brothers. Tell them.
Take a seat and cooler coats unless you overrule them. We're ready to show you some blowing. A romping and stomping is a lot of fun for brothers who are blowing a horn. So settle down and listen, cause you don't know what you're missing. And we're ready to give you a showing. A moving it and grooving it has just begun for brothers who are blowing a horn. That you're gonna enjoy in a sense of dodging the fight. So settle in your easy chair, and if you ever had it, can't forget it. It's time to relax. You might as well admit it, we're the best that ever did it. But in case you ain't too sure of knowing, we're gonna let you listen to us one by one. We're gonna see what's blowing our horn.
How'd you do? I'm talking about you. It's very nice to know that you have really taken time to listen to me blow. Cause as sure as I'm born, I'm blowing my horns. Me baby, I'm blowing, zooming it up. And I hope you dig the sounds I'm making more than any other. Now I must go, for it's time for you to listen to my other brother.
I think the chick's talking about me, so I better go and see. I mean that she knows I find it very best to meet you. That's the reason I've been blowing so snappily. I don't know what you got, but it thrills me, and I hope to have a light, cause it puts me in clover. So baby, if you would like to dig my brother, you're gonna have to turn the record over.
Hey, 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 who you talking about? Say, who you talking about? Did I hear you say, don't you wish you were the brother? Cause in case I heard you talking about three, that's me, please to meet you. How do you do? How are you? Nothing's new. How's everything with you? Would you say I leave with this jazz up to my brother?
Did dig my Long Island sound. Hope I'm putting it down. You got me in a mood that's so romantic. If you notice, you can dig the silly old act, because I'm acting so distracted when I dig you. Pretty baby, you will never know how much I really dig you. You got me so excited that I goof, blowing my horn.
Bump, the music's getting around, will really put me down.
We're glad in fact to know that you enjoy it, and we wish we had the time to give you more. Thank you for the compliment.
You told us we were better just as though we didn't know it. We hit the wheel the best, we're over all the rest.
We're in the modern school, we always play cool, we never play the fool.
The honkers and the squeakers might be stealing a show, but we don't go for that, so I'm in blow.
Hi-ho, lack-a-day, boy, it's a natural fact. I ain't no kin, but I would like to get in the act.
Well, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here now.
Fellas, we appreciated making you mad, but we must ask you to apologize, because after all, it's in our band.
Hope I don't forget you. It's really a pleasure, and I hope I don't look silly to you. I'm hoping the story that I told did not upset you.
Sorry, no, in conclusion, we are hoping that you weren't bored.
So just before we go, we do want you to know we're glad you let me show you how it is. We always go in a bad
jam. We don't want to back up on our own.
Manhattan Transfer, 45, almost 45 years together. And three of the four have been with the group almost from the start, more than 40 years. Janice Siegel, Cheryl Benting, and Alan Paul. Tim Hauser, the founding member of the group, passed away about 3 years ago. And they have a new singer, new male singer as part of the group, whose name escapes me at the moment. But they just dazzled on the campus of the University of Arizona. I said there were two groups, though, and they intertwined. One group would come on, sing two or three songs. Then the other group would come on, sing two or three songs. Then they all sang together. The Manhattan Transfer is a foursome. The other group had two additional members. Six. That, I guess that's why they call them Take Six.
She knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get, must be fellas she ain't met. Georgia claimed her Georgia name.
Georgia Brown.
No gal has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also need a sweet Georgia Brown. But I knew they all sigh and wanna die with sweet Georgia Brown.
I tell you just why.
It's been said she knocks him dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools him down. Fellas, she can't get to must be fellas. She ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her
sweet Georgia Brown. No gal may has got a shape on a sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Two left feet, but also need a sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I tell you just what, child. You know I don't lie, you know I don't lie. Not much, it's been said. She knocks on the dead when she lands in town. Well, it's a shame how she cools him down. Well, fellas, she can't get. Must be fellas, she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown. That's why I'm saying Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown.
Take six with sweet Georgia Brown, along with the Manhattan Transfer. They were on the campus of the University of Arizona on Valentine's night. And my Valentine, Carol, and I were there to see them. It's part of a national tour that the two groups are doing together. It's gotten great reviews. If you get a chance to see it in your neck of the woods, I'd advise you to do it. Radio Munson from Tucson tonight. You know you reach me at don@wglt.org. You know I love to hear from you. Here's one of the great pianists of the swing era. In fact, maybe the great pianist of the swing era. The guy who integrated the big bands when Benny Goodman hired him as his pianist. It's Teddy Wilson with Fine and Dandy. Teddy Wilson, Fine and Dandy. Yeah, Teddy was the first African-American to join Benny Goodman's band and thus integrate the big bands. Lionel Hampton followed closely behind with Benny's band. That was Al Lucas, who was playing bass, and Joe Jones, a longtime drummer with the Count Basie band, was the guy playing the skins there on Radio Munson. It's be a good night to invite your next-door neighbor to come over and maybe serve some finger sandwiches and a cold drink and listen in to Radio Munson. Go ahead, invite her.
Oh, hi. Is Miss Otis in?
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. And she's sorry to be delayed. But last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. On the willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
My, what a sad story. That's Bette Midler. Radio Munson from Tucson's Dove Mountain this evening, and that's Sonny Payne playing the drums with the Basie band Swingin' the Blues. are swinging the blues tonight on Radio Munson with the Basie Band. They first recorded that song on this date, on the 16th of February, 1938. Basie's band had just come out of Kansas City to Chicago and then on to New York and coast-to-coast stardom. Lester Young was playing tenor saxophone in those days, back in 1938. And this time around, I'm not sure who it was, to be honest. Thad Jones had taken over the trumpet section, the trumpet soloing, and Sonny Payne by this time was the drummer. And, of course, Basie there at the piano. Here on Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson this evening, here's a song that Chris Connor recorded with the unmistakable trumpet of Maynard Ferguson and his band.
Can't get over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. Last night, your lips were so appealing. You should have been all gone by today, in the usual way. It's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. Wasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it down. Can't get out of this mood. So heartbreak. Mood. What a fool to dream of you. Wasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it down. Can't get out of this mood. So heartbreak, here I
That's Chris Connor and Maynard Ferguson's trumpet and his band. What a band he had. Maynard Ferguson was a Canuck. He was born in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada, and was, I guess, first noticed by the public at large when he played that high trumpet in Stan Kenton's band. I mean, he could be a pretty expressive jazz trumpeter at such a high register. There was only one Maynard Ferguson. He passed away about 10 years ago. Well, the pianist here is New Orleans-born Mac Rebenek, who also sings a little bit. And by Dr. John's side is Ricky Lee Jones.
Another bride, another groom. Another sunny honeymoon, another season, and that's the reason for making whoopee.
A lot of shoes, a lot of rides. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing. So willing for me to whoop.
sit your little love nest down where the roses swing. Picture that same sweet love nest, that ain't what the years can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews.
So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Since I hear, well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and you suspect her of making whoopee.
She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she said,
is he?
He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, only 5,000 per. Some judges think he's funny, said you pay six to her. Judge, suppose I fail. Judge says, but right in the jail. You better keep her.
Yeah, I think it's cheaper
than making whoopee.
Than making whoopee.
Dr. John turned 76 a few months ago. And Ricky Lee Jones, Chicago's own, who's 62 years old. And not only that, but Ricky Lee is appearing as we speak tonight, just down the road, just down Dove Mountain into Tucson, Arizona, at Tucson's Fox Theater. Ricky Lee Jones. That was from a movie in 1993. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks starred in Sleepless in Seattle. And that song was very much part of it. Song had been around a long time. Walter Donaldson wrote the music to that, and Gus Kahn supplied those lyrics back in 1928, back when William Randolph Hearst and Joseph Pulitzer and their newspapers were going head-to-head in the tabloid wars in several different big cities through the red-hot jazz age, 1920s. People were wondering if they could trust the media then because there was so much sensationalism. It was just intriguing, though. I mean, it was like a big accident at the Indy 500. You deplored it, but you couldn't keep your eyes off of it at the same time. Here's a song about those days in the tabloid wars that Eddie Erickson, who plays a little banjo too, sings, and Dan Barrett plays trombone.
And Mr. Pressman, here's the news. You can print it if you choose. Just to prove that times have changed a lot, have they not? Mo-ho-ho-ho. Though it might sound strange to you, it is absolutely positively true. You can believe it or not. No baby is suitably bop booty since making whoopies become a rage. It's even gone to the old birdcage. Oh, my canary has circles under his eyes. I thought never do anything wrong, but now he just snake hips the whole day long. My canary has hurdle, 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 hurkles under his eyes. Now his only friend's a yellow lark and a tiny sparrow. When I take him to the park, he walks the straight and narrow. I thought I taught him in a manner so strict, I have a feeling I'm being tricked. Oh, my canary has circles under his eyes. Take it, Mr. Daddy. This old world is flipping past. Now how much longer can we last? Have we gone completely off our dome? I think we have. With this modernistic stuff, I'm through. I've had enough. I'm so worried now since it hit home. Oh, bat-doodle-doo now. He has no girlfriend that I'm certain of. But he sings what is this thing called love. My canary has circles under his eyes. Now birds of a feather, the old story goes, but he loves something that nobody knows. My canary has hurdle herk, hurdle herk, hurkles under his eyes. Now he may be worried, the little lamb, he always looks so solemn. I wonder if he's in a jam. I look in Abby's column. Oh, instead of taking such much needed rest, he's out cavorting in some sparrow's nest. My canary is, oh, my canary is. Yeah, my canary circles under his tweet, tweet, tweet-leet-eet.
Past Eddie Erickson. They're playing the banjo, singing the vocal. And Dan Barrett playing trombone on Radio Muncie. Yeah, the news is strange, all right. Moving pretty fast, too, isn't it? Here's a song that Chick Webb's band did back in 1935. Something to dance across the floor with, called If Dreams Come True. Thank you. That's trumpeter Doc Severinsen's band at Johnny Carson's side for all those years, and Ed Shaughnessy playing drums, driving that band, and Tommy Newsom's arrangement of the Jersey Bounce. That was Tommy playing saxophone. Here on Radio Munson, I'm glad you're along wherever you are this evening. You know, our programs are all archived, so you can go to WGLT.org, click on Music, then click on Radio Munson, and find a potpourri of selections from weeks past. Is this a great country or what? Here's another one of those great bands just before mid-century here in this country in the 20th century. Belonged to Charlie Barnett, who played a mean saxophone, both tenor and alto saxophone. And he had a young singer named Kay Starr in the mid-1940s who recorded this with the Charlie Barnett Band. With Charlie Barnett's band and Charlie's alto saxophone there. Charlie had several bands. He was there right at the start of the swing era. He'd already had a band that had messed around with music, but he liked this new swing idea that suddenly hit when Benny Goodman became a star in 1935 and patterned his band somewhat after Benny Goodman's band. They were playing in the Hotel Roosevelt down in New Orleans, and Louisiana's governor, Huey Long, the legendary Huey Long, really hated the new swing music and decided he wanted the band out of there, out of New Orleans, out of the Hotel Roosevelt. And so he arranged to have a number of the band members, including their leader, lured into a house of ill repute in New Orleans. And then, while they were there, arranged to have the place raided. The Barnett crew was on the next train out of town. Charlie Barnett, are you hip to the jive? Cab Calloway, the band leader, certainly was.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you full of pep?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you happy, happy?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you full of stepper? What do you know, Gate? Are you in the know or are you a solid bringer down? Listen here, Jack. Take it slow, and you can learn just what I mean. Are you hep to the jive?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep? Are you hep? Are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive? Do you lace your boots high? Are you fly or you fly? Do you dig? Do you dig? Do you swing on a gig? Are you hep to the jive? Do you get in the groove? Does the beat make you move? Do you send yourself jack and then trilly on back again, though that it's smooth? Oh, are you hep to the jive? Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep? Are you hep? Are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive? How do you tick, 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 tick the jive? Are you hep? Are you hep? Are you really in step? Are you hep to the jive?
The original Hep Cat, that's Cab Calloway, here on Radio Munson. I know you're hep to the jive. That's all we have here on Radio Munson. Here's a great swing clarinetist who harkens back to the swing era in 1935 in Benny Goodman. Chuck Hedges was born a little later than that, and I saw him so many times over the 1970s, 80s, and through much of the 1990s. He died about 6 years ago. His hometown was Milwaukee, but he often played at Andy's Jazz Club on the near north side in Chicago. Chuck Hedges always did a wonderful job of a song Benny Goodman made a famous solo in called After You've Gone. Here he is with Fred Hunt playing piano, Jack Lesberg on bass. Who's the drummer? I don't know. It's Chuck Hedges playing the licorice stick. Thank you. Chuck Hedges, one of the greats of more modern times in the jazz field. A guy from Milwaukee / Chicago, Central Illinois staple. After you've gone, hope you have no reason to leave here soon, because Betty Hutton is ready to sing for you. Great weather in Bloomington Normal, Central Illinois this weekend. And in fact, it'll be warmer, it'll be sunnier, and it'll be drier than it will be in Tucson, Arizona. So there, that's all you need though, right?
Taking stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I've got will keep me satisfied. Checking up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. Got no diamond, got no pearl. Still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lucky day. Moonshine gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Got no butler, got no maid. Still we think you've been overpaid.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
She got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no silver, got no gold. What you got can't be bought or sold.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
She got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Sunshine gives me a lucky day. Moonshine gives me the Milky Way.
Got no diamond, got no pearl.
Still Miss Annie's a lucky girl.
I got the sun in the morning.
Sun in the morning.
Moon in